Amuso pariere, umuona, aliluia, alimumakore.
Just hearing the singing, praying, and joyful chats in Shona Ndebele, one could have easily thought this was a common church service somewhere in Zimbabwe. The venue was in America, where more than 200 Zimbabweans, mostly women, gathered for the fourth annual conference of the Women of Dominion. For many Zimbabweans in the United States, such occasions are only associated with funerals and weddings. Zimbabweans came from all over the United States for the three-day conference, bringing with them open hearts and burdens to unload, but also to uplift their colleagues. Keynote speaker Pastor Catherine Marurama, who lives in Dallas, Texas, drew cheers and applause for her uplifting testimony and confession for her weaknesses.
I'm talking about my own weaknesses, not somebody's, that the Holy Spirit was telling me about. Gossiping. I wasn't gossiping with congregants. No, I'm talking about gossiping amongst the pastors, lying to each other that we're only doing the work of God, and yet we're mere gossiping, but at a certain level, which is sinning.
There were many such testimonies, with participants praising God for His mercy. The conference theme, Ebenezer, uplifted their spirits. Many participants who traveled to Ohio came by bus, cars, and flights with friends and some with their families, including children and husbands. One of them was Priscilla Bushu, who said the trip was worth it because of the spiritual fulfillment she received.
It's an empowering conference. For those who didn't attend the conference, I would say, please, if it's an issue of money, start saving from January. Don't miss out 2016.
A senior citizen, Gogoma Sakadza, who came with her daughter, said she was pleased and relieved to know that such gatherings took place in the United States. Gogoma Sakadza said she has been worried about her daughter's spiritual growth and attachment to the Zimbabwean community. Now, her fears are gone.
Shanyanya kufadza na shukuti.
I was so happy to be here. What really touched me is the fact that pastors were really hitting home, advising our children in the diaspora not to forget where they come from, not to forget to look after their elderly parents like me.
Some participants like N. Towazani Ngube, a successful entrepreneur who is into real estate, transport and other businesses, came from Zimbabwe. The businesswoman said she attended the event in order to reconnect with her colleagues in the diaspora, where she once lived before going back to Zimbabwe.
It's, you know, when you come over here, it's like you really want to connect. Labanya bantu have left home, you want to see how they are doing in the diaspora. It's nice to come and witness how God is still using them.
Zimbabweans in the diaspora say such gatherings provide healing while giving them a way to reconnect with their roots, eat traditional food, sing popular traditional hymns, and reflect on the life they left back home while moving forward in the diaspora. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Praxedes Jeremiah.